Kim Nunn is a fifth grade teacher at Pacheco Elementary School in Reading. Today she's taking her fifth grade class to the Schrader Planetarium to see a show about fall's night sky.
Look up. You'll see the stars of autumn scattered across.
Afterward, the kids are impressed.
It was cool because I actually felt like I was in space.
I learned a lot more about Mars and stuff, stars and how to find the objects like the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper.
It was awesome.
For nearly four decades, these planetarium shows have captivated students' imaginations by exploring what lies beyond Earth. But low attendance numbers, outdated equipment, and the rising cost of operation has led the Shasta County Office of Education to consider closing the planetarium. The office works with the county's 26 school districts on budgeting and program development. It also manages the planetarium. Tom Armolino is superintendent of the County Office of Education. He thinks it's hard to justify keeping the planetarium open when the schools have so many more urgent needs.
I think everybody would agree that the planetarium is kind of a unique thing. It's neat to kind of have it here in Reading, but there's a cost to that. And that cost is being burdened by taxpayers' dollars. It's not paying for itself. It doesn't appear that it will pay for itself.
To replace the aging equipment and run the planetarium would cost roughly $1.5 million over the next 10 years. Armolino points out that less than 1% of students in Shasta County are using the planetarium, and attendance at public shows has dropped by more than half. He says there are three options on the table.
One is we continue to do what we're doing, which is basically limp along and hope the equipment doesn't break. The other is to buy new equipment and the board make that financial commitment, both, you know, the $400,000 to buy the new equipment as well as additional monies to be able to staff it, advertise it, or make the decision to close it and move forward and put their resources in other places.
But not everyone thinks that's a good idea. Jack Schrader is a former Office of Education superintendent and the planetarium's namesake. He's concerned that closing the planetarium will deprive students of a valuable educational experience.
Planetarium was, for many years, the integral part of funding of the county office. And it's only recently that funding has been withdrawn. And so I think the emphasis of the county office needs to be a recommitment to the programs that provide hands-on experience for young folks. You know, it's all about priorities.
Schrader thinks that given the current nationwide emphasis on STEM education, that's an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math, the planetarium is well worth the cost.
It was always my interest to stimulate math and science, long before STEM. And planetarium was one of those ways that we tried to excite youngsters and folks that have any inclination in science or planetary science to get involved through the exposure to the planetarium.
Schrader believes that the Shasta County Office of Education isn't doing everything it can to advertise and market the planetarium shows. Tom Armolino disagrees.
Even with the smaller numbers, we've continued to operate the program. We've continued to advertise it. I don't believe we advertise any less than we ever have, and I know that we advertise more than we did at one time.
The emphasis on science and math education puts pressure on teachers like Kim Nunn to find ways to expose students to these educational requirements. She says the planetarium is a unique resource for doing that.
There's only one place they can touch a meteorite. There's only one place that they can see a model of the space shuttle. There's only one place where they can see the constellations in a dome and the planetarium and feel like they're traveling through space. We can't accomplish that in a classroom.
The Shasta County Office of Education is evaluating its options for the planetarium's future. A final decision will be made in the spring. Joanna Hatcher, JPR News.